I want to remove wallpaper, and it's vinyl, and the backing on the wallpaper has like a gauze mesh on it. And what I found out is they never put sizing on the wall sheetrock, and it was never painted. Or this is my best way of trying to remove that vinyl wallpaper.
Now, shouldn't it be a law that anybody that doesn't size a wall properly has to come back and actually remove the wallpaper off of it? Wouldn't that be a cool little
That'd
way
be good.
Of it?
That would end that process. Absolutely. They would stop doing that.
Well, it's a very frustrating part of home improvement when you're, you know, faced with removing wallpaper, because sometimes it can be very, very difficult. But we have a great article on our website that'll take you step by step through it. We'll make sure that that's placed on this week's page from this week's show on our website at todayshomeowner.com. And what you need to do there is, first of all, if it's vinyl particularly, you need to use a little small, simple, inexpensive tool called a paper tiger. That'll perforate the face of the vinyl. You just rub on it. It makes thousands of little holes. That way, when you spray this formula on it that I'm about to tell you about, it'll get behind the wallpaper and actually start dissolving that glue that's holding it there and making it so hard to get off. Now, again, we'll put this right on the page of todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't have to necessarily write it down. But here's basically what it is. Take a 5-gallon bucket, put 3 gallons of hot water in it, then 22 ounces of DIF, D-I-F, wallpaper remover concentrate. Then a few other odd things to put in there, 1/4 cup of liquid fabric softener. That really helps for it to hold onto the surface. 1 cup of white vinegar. You have to put white vinegar in everything because it's a magic formula. And 2 tablespoons of baking soda. Now, you mix all of this together, and you'll want to keep stirring it as you're using it. And you can paint this on with a large brush onto the area that you're wanting to take the wallpaper off. Or you can actually spray it with a pump-up sprayer, which makes it a lot easier. You just want to really saturate it. And then for the real stubborn paper, what you have to do is take a lightweight painter's plastic, and you just push it against the wet wall. It'll stay there. It'll stick right to the wall, and that'll allow it to kind of capture the work that's taking place in order to separate that from a wall. It works amazingly well, and that's a real special formula that you can use anytime you're removing wallpaper. One more call.